Well, good morning. We're missing Stanley and Molly and Grace and James, who are down visiting friends in Slough. Catherine and David have made it up the hill here this morning. So, let me just tell you then about a journey that I made yesterday with Mr. and Mrs. Slack in the car to Birmingham. And we headed off. The road was clear, the A38 indeed, no problems whatsoever. We came to a big roundabout that we know well, and you have to watch which lane you get in there. Well, that was fine, that was virtually empty. Over we went, down to the next roundabout, and then we encountered a difficulty. What might that have been? Catherine?
A car crash.
Not quite a car crash, but it could have been that. We had that actually on the way back, but it didn't hold us up too badly. Timothy? Nearly in the right area. Charlotte. Roadworks, which meant that the road was what?
It was being repaired and it made really slow progress. It could only be at a certain time the traffic line.
Worse than that even. Catherine.
I guess they had to close the road.
You guess absolutely right. Coned off. Road closed. We only had about another 3 or 4 miles to go. Ah, so we had to follow these little yellow signs that said diversion. And you think, these little yellow signs, I hope they take us all the way and don't sort of run out somewhere and leave us, we know not where. So we followed along and they took us through parts of Birmingham we'd not seen before. And eventually we got to where we needed to go. Now, I suppose we could have come to this place where it said road closed. I thought, oh, well, that's it then. And done what instead? Charlotte?
Gone back home.
Well, they wouldn't have thanked me at Chelmsley Wood if I had, because I was preaching there. But we could have thought, that's it. Can't get through here. We'll just have to go back home. And that's the end of that. But no, there was a way round. And we found that way round thanks to these diversion signs, which took us past a roundabout with the Spitfires on it. It was quite interesting, that. We were watching out for what little places we could recognise on the way. But yes, I suppose we could have hit that and thought, this is it. That's it. We'll go back home now. Now, in the Christian life, there are times when we seem to come to a place and it's like a dead end. You know, we might be thinking, where is God? I'm just not finding him. I sing these hymns. I read the Bible. I pray. But I'm not experiencing reality here. And I'm still searching. So what could you do? You could say, I'm going to go back. I'm giving up right here. Thank you very much. Or you prayed for something and it didn't quite work out as you had hoped. So you could think, there we are. Road closed. That's it. I'm going back home. Going to give up here. Don't give up. Don't give up. Well, we didn't give up there. There's the sign. We followed it round. Turn left here. We turned left there. Turn right here. Where we tried. And it eventually brought us to where we needed to be. And you will find, if you persevere and you don't give up, that you'll find the reality of the things of God. You'll find the precious things of Jesus Christ. Oh, it might be there's a road closed here. Well, never mind. Let's go around here. It might be, where do we go from here? I'm not finding any reality. I want to know more and experience God more. Don't give up. The Lord, if you will seek him, will have a route for you. And you'll find a way round that road closed or whatever else it might be. If you truly want to reach him. So, is that where you're wanting to go? Are you determined? I'm going to find out this for myself. I want to know Christ for myself. Because mum or dad or my friends here or the people in this church here believe, I want to get there. And if I have a little bit of a roadblock here, and I haven't found this yet, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to find that route yet to discover this wonderful truth of Jesus Christ crucified and alive today. Oh yes, alive today. The journey is worth it. Don't give up. Don't turn back. Keep going until you've discovered him and his great love for sinners. So may God bless us this day. And we think of the Bob and Lisa and their family down south. Friends from Birmingham here as well. There, I'm warning them about the traffic problems on the way back there. So let's sing our next hymn, 155, One There Is Above All Others. 155.